Multimodal intermodal transportation. Multimodal transportation. Exhibit 6-25. Multimodal transport. Source: C. Patricia Allred. C. Doug Wertman. C. Channel Kopyrov. Use with permission. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, multimodal solutions consist of transportation plans that involve multiple means of transportation and coordinate the physical and information requirements. Do you need fast delivery of time-sensitive materials? Air carriers are your best bet if your destination is distant. If your destination is under 800 miles, 1,287 kilometers, and accessible by land, use a road carrier. Do you have low-value, high-ton cargo that does not need to arrive quickly? Depending on the destination, water or rail are options. With the growth of global trade, these individual transportation modes don't always suffice. To participate in the international marketplace, shippers may need to use multimodal transport involving two or more modes. Multimodal transportation presents the opportunity to take advantage of the relative strengths of multiple transport modes to more efficiently ship cargo. This is a necessity in the current global economy, as parts may be manufactured in one country and shipped to another for product assembly, and the final product may be shipped to yet another country and sold there. As retailers continue to advertise 1 or 2 day shipping on orders as a way to attract customers, use of a combination of modes is crucial to meeting customers' demands, including possibly using parcel and express carriers to make the last mile efficient for individual deliveries. Generally, each mode in multimodal transport has a different provider, and each provider has an independent contract. However, a single bill of lading can be used to cover all of the modes selected. The party arranging the service, 3PL or other logistics company, may actually be the only one who knows the exact carriers used, allowing the shipper to have one-stop shopping. The shipper still needs to know the modes that will be used so it can pack the cargo properly. Multimodal transport improves the productivity of shipping. There are a variety of multimodal configurations, including the following. The ocean truck combination is used for most containerized ocean freight. It makes products competitive across international markets by keeping costs down and reaching destinations quickly from a port. Ocean rail or rail ocean or ocean rail ocean are used as land bridges. The air truck combination expedites transportation of in-demand commodities, fashion, electronics. The on-dock rail option is a solution for shippers, carriers, and ports looking for ways to increase shipment velocity while reducing costs. Rail carriers are often the first loaded and unloaded at dockside due to a coordinated effort between ocean carriers and rail carriers. The result is an expedited handoff. Multimodal shipping provides the following benefits. Shippers can use the modal combination that best suits their needs or meets location requirements. For example, the road-rail option combines the flexibility of road with the long-haul efficiency of rail. Multimodal transport facilitates international trade. Ocean carriers move large-volume, low-cost shipments between continents, and the shipper reaches the interior of continents with road or rail. Transportation modes gain greater accessibility when they are linked with another mode. Using road for pickup and drop-off provides excellent access to whatever other modes they have chosen. Cost efficiency does not sacrifice quality thanks to containerization. Shippers have better control over capacity and transit schedules. Each mode in multimodal transport has a different provider, but all providers fall under a carrier's contract. The carrier hires the transport options for the shipper. With multimodal transport, one bill of lading can be issued per shipment. Exporters and importers have the option of using just one carrier instead of multiple carriers. Shippers can easily monitor their shipments through the one carrier, regardless of the number of transport modes used. This minimizes a shipper's logistics coordination expenses. Access to remote parts of the world is possible, with one transport carrier taking responsibility for the shipment. Shippers may opt to use more than two modes for a variety of reasons, for example, to avoid congestion. Freight can be moved from a barge to rail and then to truck to avoid city and road congestion, or as a land bridge, such as from the Pacific Ocean to rail and then the Atlantic Ocean to avoid the Panama Canal on the route from Asia to the EU. Service types. Most multimodal transport involves the use of containers. A standard container can be lifted, stacked, and moved from one mode to the next. The container is considered one of the most important inventions of the 20th century, as it vastly reduces materials handling. Multimodal container transport can involve full container load, FCL transport, as well as more expensive less-than-container load, LCL transport. To save costs on longer-distance shipments, shipments that do not fill an FCL might be combined with shipments for other parties, perhaps by getting an intermediary such as a freight forwarder to find freight that will fit in the same container. The shipments may be split up at a given port or terminal or use multi-stop transportation to deliver to each party sequentially. For example, Tupperware and Procter & Gamble combined multimodal shipments because Tupperware was cubing out while P&G was weighing out. The combined shipment improved weight fill from 55 to 85% and saved 17% in total lane costs. Another service type that can be accommodated by multimodal and multi-stop service is parcel shipping. This is addressed more where we discuss parcel shipping. In addition, about 5% of all multimodal cargo is not shipped in containers. Multimodal transport hauls bulk commodities, for example, ore, grain, and cement powder. This is called transload freight. An example is ore or coal, which can be dropped or tipped from special rail cars directly into the hold of a bulk carrier vessel. Other service types include dangerous goods and cold chain goods. Dangerous goods need to be segregated. Refrigerated goods need to be loaded in bays that enable electricity to be supplied to the refrigerator unit from the ship's power.